This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As we launch into our third hour here, just an event full of interesting people, movers and shakers in not just the cryptocurrency sphere, but just the idea of decentralization. Just that's the concept of this conference, and it's been great so far. You can actually watch the presentations on the D10E, actually not on D10E's channel, but if you search for D10E, you'll find the channel of the folks who put that out there.
On YouTube.
Correct, on YouTube. And big thanks to Arcade City, of course, for bringing us out here. You can go to arcade.freetalklive.com, sign up to either drive or ride with Arcade City, which is, of course, an exciting decentralized ride-sharing app. And we talked to Christopher David in the last hour about that. Now, Arcade City, of course, going to be implementing Bitcoin and maybe Ether within the platform. There's a zillion cryptocurrencies out there. Bitcoin is the granddaddy of all of them. And we've actually got Evan Duffield here from Dash. And I've heard about Dash. A lot of people are excited about Dash. I actually know that a couple of friends of ours, Pete Ayer and Amanda Johnson. She used to be called Billy Rock. She changed her name to Amanda Johnson. I saw them wearing Dash T-shirts on one of their, I guess, YouTube videos they put out recently. Do you know those two, just by chance?
Yeah, I do.
They're great folks. And so obviously they're getting behind Dash. What is Dash and what makes it different from Bitcoin, Evan?
So Dash is based off of a different concept, where we're trying to create different incentives for the users on our network to fix some misaligned incentives that we've seen causing issues within other cryptographic currencies.
What are some of those misaligned incentives?
So there's
a very diplomatic way of saying the crap they did wrong. So what did they do wrong?
Well, there's a couple issues. And, you know, these things are really hard to foresee causing issues in the future. I think Bitcoin was a brilliant invention, but it's simply missing some of these novel features that we've added, such as a two-tier network. We actually pay and incentivize our infrastructure. So if you can imagine like a PayPal and all of the servers behind PayPal, who pays for those? Well, we have a system in place that incentivizes people to put up servers, and the users can actually hit to do different things on the network, because these servers are very important for providing the services on the network.
So you're talking about, what are these, the master nodes? Is that what they're called?
Exactly, yes. These are the master nodes. And they actually provide a lot more services than just this. They provide instant transactions and privacy.
Instant transactions, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
We saw the guys setting up the Dash soda machine over there last night, and they were saying that Dash is nearly instant confirmation. So with the Bitcoin universe, for people that don't know, when you send Bitcoin to someone, it sort of shows up, but it's not really real until a certain number of confirmations have happened. And what's happening there is the Bitcoin miners are doing, you know, cryptographic work that, you know, basically hard math that ends up confirming that these transactions are legitimate. They're not double spent and things like that. But it can take 20 minutes and sometimes longer on Bitcoin because the network's so loaded up with transactions. It can take time. But even when it was brand new, it took 20 minutes to get just one one confirmation. Dash has eliminated that confirmation time?
That's a great way of pointing out the issue. How do you create a currency where you want people to be able to go into a store and buy something if you have to wait 20 minutes for confirmation?
That's not practical.
It's not going to work. So on our network, we have this feature set up so that these nodes within this separate infrastructure can actually cryptographically lock a transaction so that it cannot be double spent. And that will allow us to integrate directly with merchants and have, you know, 7-second checkout process similar to, you know, a credit card.
That's very exciting. So
has anyone, I mean, is it getting used? Where can people buy and sell? You know, those sorts of things. Is that happening yet?
There's a good amount of usage on the network, although it's still small. We're currently in the development phase.
Yeah, I believe it's in the top 10, though, of cryptocurrencies, according to CoinCap.io.
Absolutely. We have a thriving community of, you know, masternodes and users and whatnot, but we haven't actually brought on the amount of users that we're planning on when we actually make these features easy to use, which is really what we're all about. We're trying to take away these walls that are in crypto that are stopping the average person from using it.
Yeah, I think that is kind of the challenge for cryptocurrencies is a lot of people just don't quite get it and they're uncomfortable. I was making a purchase in Keene, New Hampshire at a burger joint that accepts Bitcoin, and the gal behind the counter, young gal, not old or anything like that, she's like, I get so nervous when I've got to do this. And, you know, we're talking about buying a hamburger here. She's not nervous when she's swiping credit cards. She's not nervous when she's taking cash, but she was nervous with the Bitcoin.
I wonder why. I mean, to their credit, I mean, they're using BitPay. It's not a complicated process. Maybe she's just nervous because it's a new thing.
Sure. Yes.
I have a similar experience. My mother tried sending me Bitcoin sometime, and she saw this, base 58 string, which are these really long, absurd addresses that you have to send to, that we have never before used anything like this.
A bunch of letters and numbers jumbled together.
Yeah, a bunch of letters and numbers. And it looks dangerous because it looks complicated.
Yeah.
And so we're going to eliminate all of that. We're going to have a username-based system. So I could send, from Evan to Mark, or from Evan to
Ian.
Yeah, I remember emails. When I started getting emails, they had all this gobbledygook up at the front before, and all that's eliminated now. When I read an email, it's not visible. I'm sure I can find it. All the stuff that goes into it. I don't know. I've heard people can go find that stuff. I don't even know what to click on to see it.
Yeah.
But people don't need to see that. They don't want to see it. It's confusing, and they don't need to see it.
Exactly. Email is a great illustration because there's actually some cryptography that is happening behind it for a lot of the email transactions these days. And if you look at the source of these messages, you could say hello, and it's 100 lines of code essentially that's going into that email of relaying all around the world, and none of that needs to be exposed.
Right. It's not the experience that the user needs.
So Dash.org is the website. I presume you can go there and download the equivalent of the Bitcoin QT client to the full node for Dash. Is that what's available there?
Yeah. So if you go to Dash.org, you can download, the regular core software, which is the reference client, to run either a full node, or you could just use it as a wallet. If you wanted to set up a master node, it costs 1,000 Dash because you have to collateralize it.
So you're looking for people who are serious to run a master node, nobody who's just playing around.
Exactly.
Want somebody who's in this to be a part of that system.
Well, the neat thing about master nodes is that they provide a return on investment that you don't get otherwise. So you can earn about 15% interest per year. So it's like 150 Dash a year just for running a server on our network. And that's really one of the biggest advantages of the system at this point.
So with Bitcoin, because of the blockchain, you can see transactions that go back 7 years or something like that as far as Bitcoin goes. And, if for whatever reason organizations, big companies, governments, whoever wants to, match addresses to names and that kind of thing, they can map purchases back as far as they can go. Is that possible with Dash?
The whole point of having an implementation of mixing or privacy implementation like a private send on our network is to stop exactly that problem. And the real issue here is that we don't want companies popping up that farm out our users' data, that figure out everything they've spent money on and then sell it to other people. Because, it does nothing, it does no good for our users and only causes problems. And so having a completely fungible currency means that all of the coins are the same. If I exchange coins to you, we know that they pretty much have the same value. When they start getting associated history that goes back years and years and years, you start having debt because you don't know what's there, and any of that could become an issue later on. And that's really what we're trying to avoid.
Evan, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
As we launch into our third hour here, just an event full of interesting people, movers and shakers in not just the cryptocurrency sphere, but just the idea of decentralization. Just that's the concept of this conference, and it's been great so far. You can actually watch the presentations on the D10E, actually not on D10E's channel, but if you search for D10E, you'll find the channel of the folks who put that out there.
On YouTube.
Correct, on YouTube. And big thanks to Arcade City, of course, for bringing us out here. You can go to arcade.freetalklive.com, sign up to either drive or ride with Arcade City, which is, of course, an exciting decentralized ride-sharing app. And we talked to Christopher David in the last hour about that. Now, Arcade City, of course, going to be implementing Bitcoin and maybe Ether within the platform. There's a zillion cryptocurrencies out there. Bitcoin is the granddaddy of all of them. And we've actually got Evan Duffield here from Dash. And I've heard about Dash. A lot of people are excited about Dash. I actually know that a couple of friends of ours, Pete Ayer and Amanda Johnson. She used to be called Billy Rock. She changed her name to Amanda Johnson. I saw them wearing Dash T-shirts on one of their, I guess, YouTube videos they put out recently. Do you know those two, just by chance?
Yeah.
They're great folks. And so obviously they're getting behind Dash. What is Dash and what makes it different from Bitcoin, Evan?
So Dash is based off of a different concept, where we're trying to create different incentives for the users on our network to fix some misaligned incentives that we've seen causing issues within other cryptographic currencies.
What are some of those misaligned incentives?
So there's
very diplomatic way of saying the crap they did wrong. So what did they do wrong?
Well, there's a couple issues, and you know these things are really hard to foresee causing issues in the future. I think Bitcoin was a brilliant invention, but it's simply missing some of these novel features that we've added, such as a two-tier network. We actually pay and incentivize our infrastructure. So if you can imagine like a PayPal and all of the servers behind PayPal, who pays for those? Well, we have a system in place that incentivizes people to put up servers, and the users can actually hit to do different things on the network, because these servers are very important for providing the services on the network.
So you're talking about, what are these, the master nodes? Is that what they're called?
Exactly, yes. These are the master nodes. And they actually provide a lot more services than just this. They provide instant transactions and privacy.
Instant transactions, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
We saw the guys setting up the Dash soda machine over there last night, and they were saying that Dash is nearly instant confirmation. So with the Bitcoin universe, for people that don't know, when you send Bitcoin to someone, it sort of shows up, but it's not really real until a certain number of confirmations have happened. And what's happening there is the Bitcoin miners are doing, you know, cryptographic work that, you know, basically hard math that ends up confirming that these transactions are legitimate. They're not double spent and things like that. But it can take 20 minutes and sometimes longer on Bitcoin because the network's so loaded up with transactions. It can take time. But even when it was brand new, it took 20 minutes to get just one one confirmation. Dash has eliminated that confirmation time?
That's a great way of pointing out the issue. How do you create a currency where you want people to be able to go into a store and buy something if you have to wait 20 minutes for confirmation?
That's not practical.
It's not going to work. So on our network, we have this feature set up so that these nodes within this separate infrastructure can actually cryptographically lock a transaction so that it cannot be double spent. And that will allow us to integrate directly with merchants and have, you know, 7-second checkout process similar to, you know, a credit card.
That's very exciting. So
has anyone, is it getting used? Where can people buy and sell, you know, those sorts of things? Is that happening yet?
There's a good amount of usage on the network, although it's still small. We're currently in the development phase.
Yeah, I believe it's in the top 10, though, of cryptocurrencies, according to coincap.io.
Absolutely. We have a thriving community of, you know, masternodes and users and whatnot, but we haven't actually brought on the amount of users that we're planning on when we actually make these features easy to use, which is really what we're all about. We're trying to take away these walls that are in crypto that are stopping the average person from using it.
Yeah, I think that is kind of the challenge for cryptocurrencies is a lot of people just don't quite get it, and they're uncomfortable. I was making a purchase in Keene, New Hampshire at a burger joint that accepts Bitcoin, and the gal behind the counter, young gal, not old or anything like that, she's like, I get so nervous when I've got to do this. And, you know, we're talking about buying a hamburger here. She's not nervous when she's swiping credit cards. She's not nervous when she's taking cash, but she was nervous with the Bitcoin.
I wonder why. I mean, to their credit, I mean, they're using BitPay. It's not a complicated process. Maybe she's just nervous because it's a new thing.
Sure. Yes.
I have a similar experience. My mother tried sending me Bitcoin sometime, and she saw this, base 58 string, which are these really long, absurd addresses that you have to send to, that we have never before used anything like this.
A bunch of letters and numbers jumbled together.
Yeah, a bunch of letters and numbers. And it looks dangerous because it looks complicated.
Yeah.
And so we're going to eliminate all of that. We're going to have a username-based system. So I could send, from Evan to Mark, or from Evan to
Ian.
Ian.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember emails. When I started getting emails, they had all this gobbledygook up the front before, and all that's eliminated now. When I read an email, it's not visible. I'm sure I can find it. All the stuff that goes into it. I don't know. I've heard people can go find that stuff. I don't even know what to click on to see it.
Yeah.
But people don't need to see that. They don't want to see it. It's confusing, and they don't need to see it.
Exactly. Email is a great illustration because there's actually some cryptography that is happening behind it for a lot of the email transactions these days. And if you look at the source of these messages, you could say hello, and it's 100 lines of code essentially that's going into that email of relaying all around the world, and none of that needs to be exposed.
Right. It's just not the experience that the user needs.
So Dash.org is the website. I presume you can go there and download the equivalent of the Bitcoin QT client to the full node for Dash. Is that what's available there?
Yeah. So if you go to Dash.org, you can download, the regular core software, which is the reference client, to run either a full node, or you could just use it as a wallet. If you wanted to set up a master node, it costs 1,000 Dash because you have to collateralize it.
So you're looking for people who are serious to run a master node, nobody who's just playing around.
Exactly.
Want somebody who's in this to be a part of that system.
Well, the neat thing about master nodes is that they provide a return on investment that you don't get otherwise. So you can earn about 15% interest per year. So it's like 150 Dash a year just for running a server on our network. And that's really one of the biggest advantages of the system at this point.
So with Bitcoin, because of the blockchain, you can see transactions that go back 7 years or something like that as far as Bitcoin goes. And, if for whatever reason organizations, big companies, governments, whoever wants to, match addresses to names and that kind of thing.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at D10E, the Decentralization Conference. Thanks to Arcade City for sponsoring us and bringing us out here, because it's always good to meet the movers and shakers in not just the Bitcoin world, but just the blockchain universe and the idea of decentralization beyond all that. We've got Andreas Antonopoulos.
Yeah, I think one of the, frankly, the most articulate and exciting speakers that the Bitcoin sphere has. And I, now that you're on the spot,
yeah,
Andreas.
thank you so much. You're too kind. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. You're going to be the keynote speaker, so you have yet to deliver that today. What will you be talking about?
I'll be talking about decentralization as an architecture for channeling power, the power of societies, basically how decentralized systems give us alternatives to hierarchical, bureaucratic, and centralized systems of control, and why the architecture of a system matters. Because it either creates opportunities for concentration of power and corruption, or it diffuses those opportunities and creates opportunities for autonomy, empowerment, liberty at an individual level. So it's architecture and power is basically what I'm talking about.
We kind of saw that with Facebook here recently. I think they were somehow keeping down conservative organizations or their posts, or I don't know exactly what it was that the complaint was about them. But, you know, Facebook is a hierarchical organization. We have a power structure at the top, and the rest of us have pages and those sorts of things.
Yeah, Facebook is what happens when you think that the magic behind the Internet is TCP/IP. And you don't realize that the magic behind the internet is decentralization. And so you just build a closed system based on TCP/IP, and you lose all of the value of open access borderless networks without hierarchy. And ironically, this is now happening exactly the same in our space, because the banks are saying blockchain is the technology behind Bitcoin. And what they're forgetting is the decentralization part. Mm. And so they're making centralized, closed, top-down controlled blockchains, which is Facebook for money.
Well, the old dinosaurs, you know, they're not going to be very good at changing. You know,
what do they want to give up power for?
Right.
I mean, you know, the concentration of money is one thing that people can really understand, but if you look at the history of humankind, it's the concentration of power is the underlying story.
Yeah, magic behind Bitcoin is not the blockchain. The magic behind Bitcoin is decentralization. The blockchain is just one technology that can enable that if you architect it correctly. Open, borderless, permissionless, open access, open to innovation. That's what's magic about Bitcoin and other open blockchains. And that's the first thing they strip out when they try to make bank coins.
What are you excited about besides Bitcoin right now? What do you think about Ethereum?
I've been involved in Ethereum from the very beginning. I find it to be fascinating. I think it's a different thing, right?
Yeah.
It's got some significantly different use cases and applications than Bitcoin. And a lot of people, I think, make the mistake of looking at Bitcoin and Ethereum as rivals. I don't really see it that way. I think these new systems are not a zero-sum game. And to me, it's a bit like, you know, Bitcoin is a lion and Ethereum is a shark. They're both, you know, top at what they do in their own environment, in their niche, and for the use cases they do. But you can't make a lion fight a shark, because it's entirely dependent on what environment you put them in as to who wins, right? There's
right.
no common
environment.
The lion's
not going to fight if it's in the water, and
right.
the shark can't fight if it's on the land.
Exactly. And so they're not really rivals in that sense. They're both apex. And I think currencies and these blockchains and the crypto systems that are built on top of them operate a bit like species in environmental niches. Evolution is a very good model to understand the competition between them.
Mm-hmm. Well, these coins are evolving over time. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, the real question is not strength. It's fitness for purpose, which makes you ask, what is the purpose? And Ethereum has some very interesting purposes that are different from those of Bitcoin.
So Ethereum is, I've heard it described as, you know, peer-to-peer law as opposed to peer-to-peer money.
I've heard it described as a decentralized computer.
Yes, the world computer system of contracts, which are basically applications that get executed through a consensus mechanism on a blockchain. It allows you to do some very interesting things with programming trust at a much more detailed level than Bitcoin. Bitcoin has some inherent limitations that are by design in order to get very, very strong security. Ethereum loosens some of these constraints to achieve a different trade-off that allows you to build very flexible applications. And for some things, that's great. And for other things, it's not appropriate. So, you know, I find that very interesting, what you can do with that.
So we're here at D10E, the Decentralization Conference. You've got to go to, I mean, how many of these things do you go to every year? You're probably traveling all around the world.
Yeah, I travel permanently now.
Wow.
So, yeah, people ask me, where do you live? I live at Airbnb. I no longer have a home.
Wow.
I just have two suitcases and an Airbnb pass, and I just go from one to the next. I do probably 20 to 30 of these a year. This is my primary job.
Cool. Now, you used to do a radio show or a podcast, right?
I still do the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a that's a voluntary job.
Right.
It's not a job.
You don't get paid.
That's just for fun. And I've been doing that now. We're in our almost fourth year of the Let's Talk Bitcoin podcast. And also I'm writing a second edition of my book. I've got another book coming out.
Let's Talk Bitcoin. That's expanded to like a whole network of shows, right?
I'm sorry?
Didn't Let's Talk Bitcoin expand to like a whole network of shows?
Yes, it's a platform for a lot of different content, and there's a kind of flagship show and a lot of other shows that adds different perspectives.
So where do folks go if they want to hear Let's Talk Bitcoin? Where would they go online?
Sorry,
where do they go to hear Let's Talk Bitcoin?
Yeah, letstalkbitcoin.com. But it's also on iTunes and SoundCloud and a bunch of other platforms.
What about your other work? Because, I mean, there's a large body of speeches that you've given, plus much of the writing that you do. Where do people go to find that kind of stuff?
So my website, antonopoulos.com, has some links. Bitcoinbook.info is where you can get free copies of my book. It's now being translated into 14 languages.
Wow.
Which
and what
is
it, like an introduction to Bitcoin? What's the
Mastering Bitcoin is a deep dive for technical audiences. It explains exactly how Bitcoin works at a very excruciating level of detail.
Okay, so
it's appropriate.
Only.
The first couple of chapters are appropriate for a general audience. Mm-hmm. You know, my goal was to have it translated and available for developers around the world, and that's happening now, and it's very exciting. And I have a YouTube channel that has about 150 hours of content, and everything I do, all of my work, is Creative Commons open source license. The book, the content, everything I do is open source.
Fantastic.
So what's it mean that they, what can they do with that information? Explain Creative Commons and open source.
They can translate it, they can mash it up, they can turn it into an educational course in a dozen different languages, they can use it to create their own slides. I've had people do my talks to hip-hop music. It's been incorporated into documentaries. You can do anything you want. You can resell it. You can repackage it and sell it commercially. Wow. So it's a completely open license.
Yeah, we're the same way here on Free Talk Live. We put the content out there, and then whatever it is that people do with it, that's cool with us.
Right, exactly.
You know? What do you see for peer-to-peer coming in the future? How's it going to change the world?
Well, the whole point of this is that what we're achieving with these network-level protocols is we're enabling peer-to-peer to go beyond the in-person peer-to-peer at a scale of a village, which is what human history is made up of forever, right, since forever. We're now able to take that and scale it up to billions of people without creating a hierarchy, without creating a structure of bosses and leaders. And I think that's what's exciting. We can take peer-to-peer to a scale of billions of people where all of them are equal participants in that system. And that is an enormously democratizing force. And that is the thing behind the internet. That is the thing behind Bitcoin. That is the thing behind all of these cryptocurrencies, that decentralization.
I think it's going to be a revolutionary. I can't wait for the future to be now.
Well, there's a little taste of it here at the D10E conference, and that's where we're at the San Francisco Marriott Marquis. Andreas Antonopoulos, as always, thank you for coming here on Free Talk Live. So one more time, important websites, letstalkbitcoin.com.
Bitcoinbook.info, and my YouTube channel, Antonopoulos.
Antonopoulos.
Hopefully YouTube will help you spell that one as
not a problem. Yeah, it should be fairly easy. Just type Andreas and Bitcoin into Google. You'll find it all.
Fantastic. As always, it's a pleasure having you
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks, Andreas.
Thanks, Andreas.
It's Ian and Mark here on Free Talk Live. We're at D10E in San Francisco. More coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to SaveItPurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through SaveItPurse.com. It's SaveAtPurse.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age. And I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it, other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio, and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, and Jason King's going to be doing some freestyling with us.
Hey-o!
Hey, Jason, it's been a while since we've had you on. I don't remember where it was. Maybe Austin Bitcoin Conference or something like that.
I think it was actually Orlando in 2014.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And that
so
was your conference, right?
That was my conference. Yeah, banging on 2 years now.
Coins in the Kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Is it going to come back?
I wish. It's just so much work to put on
Isn't
a conference.
It,
you know, you
so
know that, right?
Much work.
So much work. Yeah.
Jason King's here. For listeners that don't know, let's see, the last few times we've had you on, you were... were you running across the country?
I did. I ran from Miami to San Francisco.
For Bitcoin.
For Bitcoin, to raise awareness for the homeless.
Yep.
Yes.
So that was a big deal. And, of course, the homeless thing is the other thing that you do, which is Satoshi Forest.
Sean's Outpost.
And yes. Sean's Outpost. Yeah. I guess Satoshi Forest is a portion of Sean's Outpost.
Yeah. Satoshi Forest is operated by Sean's Outpost.
And so for listeners who are new, what is Sean's Outpost?
So Sean's Outpost, we were started in 2013. We were pretty much the first Bitcoin-based nonprofit. Like, we fed 167,000 meals to the homeless using exclusively cryptocurrencies.
In Florida.
In Florida. Pensacola, Florida, yeah. And we operate Satoshi Forest, which is a 9-acre homeless sanctuary. It's just, it's functionally illegal to be homeless in Escambia County, Florida, so we bought private property and allow you to be homeless without the fear of getting harassed by police. Or
so
whatever.
You thought, at least.
Dun, dun, dun!
That was the theory, and it was a darn good theory. We'll just have our own private property, so they'll leave us alone. They'll leave these homeless.
Surely you can live on your own private property.
Surely, right?
They don't want the homeless people in the streets, so we've given them a place to go. But no, that's not good enough. The county, or was it the county?
It's the county, yeah.
They decided to come and threaten Satoshi Forest, to threaten the inhabitants, to threaten Sean's Outpost. Because you're trying to help people.
Yeah, so it's basically...
That's what government does best.
We've been in a 3-year protracted legal battle with the county. We've been to court 5 times. We've won 5 times. It's like two cases. Two cases we won, one getting thrown out, and then the 2 appeals that we won as well. But they've tried everything from... you're operating a commercial campsite, but you're not charging money, so it's not really commerce, so that's illegal. And they tried to say that it was a that it was like a cesspool, and there were all of these health code violations. So we had the state come out and inspect us, and they gave us the highest rating possible for a campsite in Florida. Huh. So they couldn't go that route. And then they say
there's crime going on, right? Okay. Like if you put a bunch of homeless people together, they're going to be bopping each other over the head and stealing each other's liquor, right?
Right. And we've had no incidents of crime at Satoshi Forest, huh. But the neighborhood surrounding Satoshi Forest is like the highest like crime area in Pensacola. So it's
are
like,
you saying that people in houses commit crimes?
That's crazy. I know. It's really, really nuts to think about. But so the new wrinkle was is that because we had won in court, the county was kind of backed into a corner, and so literally last year they changed the land use code specifically to make what Satoshi Forest does illegal.
Mm. But you were grandfathered in, right?
No. And we have like the email chain because it's, you know, we have
public records.
We have public records requests of it, and so you can actually see it building up. What we can do? What are we going to do? Well, the only thing to do is to change the law. Okay, how do we change the law? And it's just, we have a whole email conversation.
There's homeless people with homes right here in Escambia County, and it is unacceptable.
And
they're like eating food.
And so the new thing is that they made the provision that now it's legal for us to, for people to have tents, but only for 14 days out of the year. You can only have tents on your property for 14 days out of the year. And so they've literally said, hey, it's fine if you have homeless people out there. They just can't have tents. And so this law went into effect on January 6th. And then there's like an email on January 7th that's like, hey, that law went into effect. Can we go outside them? They're like, no, they've got to be in violation for 2 weeks. And then so like, and then like, are they in violation yet? It's like, no. And then like literally the day after we were in violation for 2 weeks, we got cited. Mm. Now, they never reached out to us. They're like, hey, we're going to be changing a law that's going to affect you.
Just supposed to watch all the laws and read every single one.
Never reached out to us. Never said, hey, you're going to be invited. None of that. Just like, gotcha. Mm. And so it's been really, really ridiculous.
Well, you know, you said that you've won these cases, but the reality is you haven't really won anything. It's not like you've got a windfall of cash from the
county.
No,
it's cost us time and money, right, and resources and volunteers and everything. Yeah.
And luckily, you've got an organization, the attorneys that are defending you are doing it pro bono.
For sure.
Because then you'd be in the hole probably tens of thousands of dollars.
Probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. Yeah, and if you think about it, like, we are very fortunate to have a pro bono attorney, but if you didn't, we would just be bankrupt.
Right.
And so if you think about every other organization the state does this crap to, like,
they have no chance, right?
Yeah. And, like, we're fairly tenacious and have, like, you know, a fairly resilient organization and are fortunate to have legal counsel. If you don't have all those things, you're just not around anymore.
Yep.
You know?
Most people just don't want to put up with it.
Right.
And so they
obey.
It's crazy. Like, so Satoshi Force has been operating for 3 years now, right? And, like, we have the highest graduation rate of any homeless shelter in the county. Like, the average is that 8% of people that go to a homeless shelter in the county stop becoming homeless. They, like, rejoin society. And we're 27%
of
Satoshi Force.
Wow, nice.
So it's, like, more than three times the amount. And all that they do is vilify us. It's really, really crazy. And prior to this, you could have never convinced me that the system was this bad. Like this has been my evolution into a full anarchist. It was like being like, no, of course not. They're homeless people. Like, you can't really hate homeless people that much.
Yeah.
They do.
They arrest people for feeding them.
Yeah.
It's
sure
amazing.
Do. Especially in my state.
Has that happened in Pensacola?
Not yet in Pensacola. It would actually be great in Pensacola. Man, that would be fantastic.
All right, so what's it
in Pensacola? Yeah. Come arrest some people from Sean's Outpost for feeding homeless people.
Well, do you guys feed, and I know you feed a lot of homeless people, do you feed in specific locations? I mean, it would seem to me that if you're going to get arrested for feeding homeless people, it would be because you did it in the wrong spot.
Yeah, so they've actually.
Can I recommend the county courthouse?
that's not a bad idea. There's just not homeless people there because they would get arrested for being there. Yeah.
No, so they don't even go anywhere near it, huh?
Oh, hell no. No.
Well, that's what, when the arrests have happened, and they've been in Florida. There was the older
gentleman
in
Fort Lauderdale.
And
Orlando.
There was Orlando with food, not bombs. Orlando was in a park, I believe. The Fort Lauderdale was on the beach.
It was a park too. Yeah.
So, but the fact is, they were in these public places feeding the homeless publicly. If you're doing it quietly on Satoshi Forest, I mean, we know they don't like Satoshi Forest, but they're less likely to be aware of that. If you were to do it in public, then maybe that would stir them up enough to go ahead and put someone in handcuffs for it.
It's possible, but so Food Not Mom is actually very active in Pensacola, and they've actually done a really good job of poking the bear very hard on this subject.
Oh, really?
So much so that they actually just leave people alone for feeding them in Pensacola. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not completely
Mike
hopeless.
Kimbrell, who's also my co-founder at Sean's Outpost, killer. Like one of the best homeless advocates you could ever imagine.
Yeah, so it's okay to feed homeless people, but giving them a home that doesn't, or letting them build a home that doesn't meet code or whatever is really what it comes down to?
Right. Literally, they're like, if they can be out there and sleep in the mud, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like you can have homeless people sleeping, you know, in the rough on the ground, and that's okay.
But protect yourself from the elements.
As soon as you put a tarp over yourself, you're committing a crime.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a way to write laws, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Hey, fastest way to make a criminal? Make a law.
So it essentially, to some extent, it's a subjugation of rights. I mean, we should have the right to live as humans lived in whatever epoch that has occurred in the past, right?
Sure.
And you simply, because that's what they say to people who believe in the ideas of liberty. Well, why don't you go somewhere and build your own society? Apparently, if you buy 7 or 8 acres and you try to build your own society on it, they'll just crush you.
For sure. Yeah, that's definitely the plan.
Jason King's with us from Satoshi Forest and Sean's Outpost. So what are you doing right now? What are some of the current projects that you're involved
in? So I moved from Florida about a year and a half ago. Yeah, I've been in the Baltimore area. I founded another organization called unsung.org.
Okay.
And basically we took all of what we learned feeding the homeless at Sean's Outpost and then appified it. And so we've created an app called Unsung. Unsung.org, and basically it's like Uber for feeding the homeless. Is that
really?
In the United States there's $537 billion in food waste annually, and we have 49 million people living in hunger. So it's like the stupidest problem that you could ever have.
It's amazing. So I have pigs, as you probably know. After politicians. Yes, my boar's name is Bill Clinton. It's his job to eat and hump, so I figured that would be a really great name for him. And what we do is we feed a lot of food that is waste bread, waste donuts, waste vegetables, organic vegetables.
I've had those donuts. They taste fine.
Yeah, bread, they're fine. In some cases, is not even out of date. The gas station donuts that come in boxes.
It's astronomical. Like, if you picture just the craziest amount of food that you can think of that's getting thrown away, it's probably 10 times larger than that. It's
so what
insane.
Is it? Tell me quick, what does Unsung do?
It's awesome. It's basically, if you're a restaurant or a grocer or a catering service and you have excess food, you just you go on our app and you put what you have and take a picture of it, and that will ping out to volunteers in the area, and they can come pick that food up and they can deliver it directly to the homeless. They can take it to a homeless shelter, they can take it to a soup kitchen, or anybody in need.
And it's happening now.
It is happening right now. So we're live in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, and then 3 weeks ago we went live in Austin.
I gotta cut you short. Unsung.org. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it, man. We'll
awesome.
See you back in Keene here in a bit on Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.